everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bills Wire podcast. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts, and welcome. Welcome back. It's been a while. It's been a maybe a few months. I don't know. It's been a long while. It's hard to just put out podcast episodes for something as specific as the Buffalo Bills. You know, during this offseason, it's not move after move. It's things come and go. We'll be a lot more active as soon as offseason. Once August hits and so on and so forth. But welcome back, everybody. Happy to be here with you today. We got a big week ahead of us. We just had a relatively big evening. Schedules were released, 2019 schedules. We've all kind of known what the preseason one was going to be, and we're not going to delve too much into that. But last night, 8 p.m., amidst a bunch of leaks and, you know, so on and so forth, the actual official 2019 Buffalo Bills schedule, you know, we knew who the opponents were. It's just really where things are happening at, and I'm not going to lie, it looks to be a very challenging schedule. It's not going to be a cakewalk. If the Bills are going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to earn it. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's not going to be a walk in the park like some teams have had, you know, a particularly light schedule. But after looking at it, and I'll make my game picks in a little while, you know, they're playing the NFC South, NFC East, which is a relatively competitive division. I think the coolest thing that comes of this is that on Thursday, Thanksgiving, November 28th, they'll be playing the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. So I think that's a cool little thing. It's been a long time since they played, from what I've heard. I think it's 1994. So it's been a long time, but it'll be cool to spend time with family, sitting around the television, eating dinner, depending on the time of the game. Oh, let's see. Oh, it's a 4:30 game. So some people might be eating dinner. Some people might be in line ready to fight others for Black Friday goods. But regardless, it should be another good reason to sit around the TV and watch NFL action on Thanksgiving Day. But all right, so we got season opener. Right, September 8th is the first game of the season for Buffalo Bills, who, keep in mind, they don't have any primetime games. They are the only NFL team with no primetime games. And it's interesting that that's to be because, I mean, while Buffalo hasn't been elite level football team in a long time, they are very far ahead of some other teams like Tampa Bay, like Oakland. They're ahead of them in that respect, but absolutely no primetime games, keep in mind. So September 8th is the season opener, and they will start at the New York Jets 1 o'clock game on CBS. September 15th, the New York Giants. So 2 straight weeks in New Jersey. 1 o'clock CBS, September 22nd, at home, that is the season opener against Cincinnati, 1 o'clock CBS, September 29th, home against the New England Patriots, 1 o'clock CBS, October 6th, they're going to Tennessee, 1 o'clock CBS, a bye week in week, was that 6? Yep. October 20th, they return Miami, hosting the Miami Dolphins at 1 o'clock CBS. October 27th, hosting Philadelphia, 1 o'clock NFL Fox. November 3rd, hosting Washington, hosting on Fox at 1 p.m. November 10th, they're going to Cleveland, 1 o'clock CBS. November 17th. They're going to Miami, 1 o'clock CBS. November 24th, hosting Denver, 1 p.m. CBS. November 28th, That is your Thanksgiving game. So they get a nice long, they get a decent stretch there. Decent break right before Thanksgiving. CBS, December 8th, hosting Baltimore at 1 o'clock, CBS. December 15th, they are at Pittsburgh, 1 p.m. on CBS. December 21st or 22nd, they are going to New England. Time to be determined. I know the schedules get a little weird, get a little wild with Christmas time, so that is to be determined. And December 29th, the New York Jets. They are hosting the Jets to close out the season, 1 o'clock on CBS. So that is your schedule rundown. Now, what do I think? What do I think is... Oh, Jesus. What do I think is going to be the result? And on paper, it's not great right now. And we all know things can change. We all know things can change. And it's very hard to accurately predict a season. It is, especially this early in time. But, you know, I'm doing this podcast. I might as well do it. But it is very difficult to predict it accurately. There's so many factors that come into play. Who knows what happens in, you know, mini camps and all that other stuff. Injuries could arise. People could regress. People could progress. And, you really just don't know. You really don't know. There's a lot of factors that come into play. But on paper, we're going to run through the schedule. All right, so we open up. Buffalo opens up the season against the Jets. Jets have improved quite a bit in this last offseason. Le'Veon Bell, most notably, they got a good quarterback. I really like Sam Darnold. I really do. And their defense has bumped up a little bit. I see Buffalo winning this one. I see Buffalo winning the opener. They start off hot. They usually do. They typically do. I'm going to go 1-0 at this point for the Buffalo Bills. So starting off the season relatively well. September 15th at the New York Giants. Giants have a decent team. They lost Odell Beckham. They lost a lot of defensive pieces. But they still have Eli, who's, love him or hate him, yes, he does turn the ball over. He's still a prolific passer. Still had really good passing yards last season. Benefited greatly from Saquon Barkley, who's unbelievably good. Still have Sterling Shepard. They acquired Golden Tate, so not bad. But I think Buffalo can handle. I think Buffalo can handle the Giants. I do. 2-0 to start off the season. So everyone's hopes are getting up a little high at this point. September 22nd, Cincinnati. Team that's going through a coaching change. Andy Dalton still, you know, he's a middle of the road, but dependable quarterback. A.J. Green, Joe Mixon. Cincinnati's biggest issue has always, is in the last 4 years at least, has been injuries and guys staying healthy when they need them to be. But Cincinnati does have talent. I think Buffalo starts up, you know, 3-0. I'm going to go 3-0, beating Cincinnati this year. September 29th, we got New England. I don't think Buffalo is ready to handle New England. I don't. Their defense is really, really good, really, really stout. And it was actually one of the better parts of last season. Even though Tom Brady did not have, like, a great, this amazing year last year, he still put up really good numbers. And their defense was the high point. It truly was. I think that continues. I really do. 3-1. Here, Bills taking the fall to the Patriots. October 6th at Tennessee. I think Tennessee's an interesting team. They're one of those weird teams that you're not sure. They're like not good, but not bad either. The last couple seasons, they finished like 9-7, around 500. This year, Marcus Mariota is returning as long as he stays healthy. And we have, they have Ryan Tannehill, a quarterback who us as Bills fans are relatively accustomed to. So I'm going to, I'm going to give Tennessee the win here. It's I don't think it's going to be quite the same as last year. So we go, yeah, 3-2. Then we have a bye in week 6, October 20th. We go to Miami, or excuse me, we host Miami. There's a nice 3-game stretch after a bye. So that should be good for the Bills as far as rest and recuperation. Host of Miami. Miami is a team that is a hot mess right now, and I'm sure it brings a lot of joy to Bills fans. They only have 5 picks in this draft, unless something miraculous happens and they acquire more picks. But right now, Miami is just kind of breaking down. They're breaking their team down. They have Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm. I don't know what their direction is right now, but it's going to be a couple years. It's going to be a couple years. I think they're waiting on that Mitch Tua. I think win against Miami here, 4-2. Going against Philadelphia. Philadelphia, an interesting team. The insurance policy is in Jacksonville. Carson Wentz is still hasn't finished a season since his rookie year. They don't have a running game. They don't have a whole lot of wide receivers outside of Deshaun Jackson, but Deshaun Jackson is not the lone answer. They got a hodgepodge going on here. But Philadelphia does have a stout defense. And there's some sort of weird magic about Philadelphia. Doug Peterson is a great coach. We've all witnessed it. We've seen it before. I give the win to Philly here. So we're at 3-3. 4-3. I apologize. 4-3 on October 20, after October 27th. Washington Redskins. They should beat the Redskins. Redskins are a bit of a mess. Case Keenum's at quarterback, which I like Case Keenum, but he's not a Drew Brees. He's not an Aaron Rodgers. He's not a Russell Wilson. He's not a killer by any means. And Washington doesn't seem to have a direction right now. I'm not sure what their plan for future generations is, but I'm going to have a win here for Buffalo, 5-3. All right, next week, November 10th, interesting showdown here against Baker Mayfield, the number one pick of last year's draft. Cleveland has one of the better teams on paper right now in the entire NFL, not just the AFC North, not just the AFC, but the entire NFL right now. And it's weird to think that, because a couple years ago, we were laughing at the idea of Cleveland winning a game. Cleveland is scary good. And by this point, they will have Kareem Hunt back, who will be serving his 8-game suspension handed by the commissioner for everything that went down last year in his removal from the Kansas City Chiefs. But Cleveland, I don't even think Cleveland, even without Kareem Hunt, I think Cleveland would be A-OK. Nick Chubb is great. Duke Johnson, even though he requested a trade, he's still committed to the team, is going to be great. Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry on the same team, come on. That is a recipe for, blowing up other teams. So Bills defense should have their work cut out for them. You got to keep in mind, too, they have that young tight end Njoku, and amongst other pieces, too. So Cleveland is going to be a tough one. 5-4 for Buffalo. I think they take the L here. Against Miami, they're in Miami. It's a little tough to play in Miami. New England knows that very well. But, again, Miami is interesting team. I mean, I see them right now like I seen the Jets and with Josh McCown's first year, the year before they drafted Sam Darnold. That's kind of how I see. They could split, but I really don't think so. I am thinking 6-4 for Buffalo at this point. So, yeah, 6-4, not a bad start. It's good to have a winning record at any point. But, like I said, there's so many factors right now. So, we're at 6-4, and then going into Denver. Denver is a interesting team. Who knows what Joe Flacco will bring to the table for them. I don't know. Denver's a sneaky good team. I actually see us losing to Denver. I see Buffalo falling to Denver, and it's going to start a little bit of a losing slide for me. So 6-5 against the Broncos, or after the Broncos game. November 28th, Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Dallas is a playoff team. Amari Cooper changed things. Ezekiel Elliott's there. Dak Prescott's good when he has those pieces. And then you have that defense that's getting better and better, getting really good. I'm going to have another L here, 6-6. December 8th, Baltimore against another 2018 rookie quarterback and Lamar Jackson. Unless Lamar Jackson is truly figured out at this point, he's still ever dangerous. And yes, he needs to work on his passing game, but he is a very good runner. His problem is that he bails. If he doesn't see something he likes, he goes. He takes off and runs. And if the Bills defense can figure that out, then they have an advantage here. But other than that, Baltimore is still, I think, a little better than Buffalo at this point. 6-7 for the Bills. At Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a mess. They just lost Le'Veon Bell. They just lost Antonio Brown. But they're still good. Big Ben is really good. He's got a good offensive coordinator. And he still has Juju Smith-Schuster. James Conner is a great running back as well. They have a good offensive line. So I think Pittsburgh gets the win here. 6-8 for Buffalo. At New England, again, I don't know. I don't think Buffalo is truly ready to split a series with New England. 6-9 at this point. And I think they close the season off with a loss. I think they lose to the Jets at home. I think they do split the series with the Jets. They did get the win opening week, but I think at this point, you know, Darnold with Le'Veon, they're very comfortable together. So I have 6-10. 6-10 on the season. So yeah, there it is. There's my quick rundown. I think 6-10 is, I think at the very most, I think I'll give myself a little leeway. I think at the very most, an 8-8, 9-7 season could surprise a few teams. But you got to remember too that the surprises could come back and blow up in Buffalo's face. So I think 6-10 is about right. Right now, 8-8, 9-7 is a very, very surprise, very high point for them. But I have 6-10 right now, personally. But a lot of things can change. The draft can change things. And we do have the draft next week. I will have another episode that discusses the draft a little bit more and who I think they're going for first. There's a couple different pieces. You know, if they're on the board, I'm sure Buffalo will take. But I don't know about trading up, but we're going to do another episode. I'll have it ready for you guys next week, just ahead of the draft. And me and Jeremy are going to team up and do a post. We're planning on doing a post week one or round one draft review. So I'll talk to you guys later. See you next week, man. Enjoy and comment. What do you think the schedule is going to be? What do you think the Bills' record is going to be on paper going into 2019? And still early, a lot of factors, but let us know. Go Bills.